Welcome to the Pink Hard Hat Podcast, your go-to source for all things business, feminine leadership, and work-life balance. Your host, Tamara Chase, roofing contractor, CEO of Chase Roofing, entrepreneur queen, and part-time mermaid is here to help build your business owner's toolkit. So put on your pink hard hat and let's dive in.
Guess who's in my hat? The one and only.
It's me.
And my first in-person visit on a podcast. My first in-person podcast.
What is
the people? Oh, I got a disco ball for you. Oh, look. We each have shiny things for each other. Shiny boots. Shiny shoes that she bought just for you.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I think the perfect thing to do today is introduce you, Gwen Stewart, who also works with me in my marketing team, and she's my marketing guru. So anyway, I would like you, why don't you tell us 2 seconds about who you serve and how you serve them, and then I have a special little request.
Okay, so who do I serve and how do I serve them? I sincerely love working with women-owned businesses. Oh, see, that's why. Because we look out for each other. Yes. And it's also because there's so much more passion and emotion when it comes to women-driven businesses because they lead with their heart. And I would rather work with women who lead with their heart than men who just care about the bottom line. So, you know, not to be stereotypical or anything, but I just prefer to work with women. They fulfill me. I feel fulfilled at the end of the day when I work with women-owned businesses.
And how do you serve them?
I run the best, in my opinion, the best social media agency out of Southwest Florida. It's called Add to Cart Consulting. And we started our full-time business at the end of last summer.
Nice.
So we are already on a wait list. So it's
nice.
Kind of exhilarating, but fun. So yeah, Add to Cart Consulting.
And so I would love, do you mind doing a 30-second dance party on this? Okay, ready?
I love it. Oh, I love it.
Ah, take off the hat. Yeah, I'll keep it here in case I need it later. Okay, so thank you so much for doing that. We like to keep the energy going a little bit. So tell me about your journey through social media. Anything you want to tell me? What got you to here?
So it started in a hospital room.
Okay.
Sounds weird. Sounds strange. My daughter's father was in a coma, and I needed a way to make money while being there for him. So I started selling makeup on the internet, and it started from there. It went out of nowhere. I was like, okay,
like this is how we spark.
It was okay. So this is how I reach a market when I don't even know them. I can't get to them because I'm in a hospital room.
Yes.
So this is
how do you connect?
Yeah. I can connect with people in Miami. I can connect with people in. Yeah. Tacoma, like wherever
they are.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that beam has sort of carried you through now with your family, and you're able to integrate them into. So tell me on social media, what is a common misperception owners have, people in general have, but mostly owners? Like if you're owning a company, what is a common misperception that many people have?
That it has to be one specific way. Like there's one road to it and that's it. You can't veer off and adventure and try new things. You can't hire this person who does something a little differently to make it a little bit more fun. Or you can't try a new trend that may or may not work. They don't want to take chances. So taking the chances honestly is what makes you go from here to here.
Okay.
In my opinion, in social media.
So don't be nervous. Just do it anyway.
Exactly.
And there's not one thing that matches everything. There's really everybody's uniqueness is what makes it a little more interesting, I think.
Exactly. And I always tell everybody, no matter, even if you feel like you're too much, or people tell you, I've always heard my whole life, you're too much. So hello, Sparkly Shoes crew. I own it. And that's how I love bringing that out of the people that I work with. What is your too much? And then let's take advantage of that. And let's profit off of that.
I love it. Love it. Fun and profitable. Okay. So what would, do you have a special campaign that you have in mind that you are just super proud of that you would like to tell us about?
So when I launched my personal retreat called the You're Too Muchness, it was one of the most scariest things because then I was putting all of my flaws out.
Yeah.
It was putting all of my flaws out into the universe and going, accept me for me. I was the most vulnerable moment I'd ever had. The minute I hit send on that little website, when I put everything together and it was ready to launch, when I launched it, it was the most scariest moment, but it was the most profitable moment that I'd ever had.
Really?
Yes. I made 5 figures in 1 month time.
Yes.
And it was because I put so much heart and soul and too muchness into one campaign. And I've been chasing that high ever since. Exactly.
And what was the response you got? What was there anything about this response that surprised you or that like validated you were on the right path? Or?
Thank you for being honest about the things that you're vulnerable about, because a lot of people, and I didn't realize this about social media, a lot of people go there to exert emotions. And if they don't have an outlet for their emotions, a lot of people will tend to flock to social media. So if they're looking for somebody like them, and if they don't know how to find them, they're going to go online.
Yes.
So if people who thought they were too big, too small, too black, too white, too anything, you're going to be able to find that on the internet and be able to relate to somebody.
Yes.
So I had a lot of people find me because of my too muchness, and they were able to embrace it.
Yeah. So speaking of vulnerability, do you have a campaign that just did not go well?
It sank like a brick.
I'll say that you learned from it.
No, it sank like a brick. Yes, it was the next retreat that I did.
Okay.
It sank like a brick. And it was more about just marketing based. I went from the frills and frou-frou and the pink and the me to let's try to be like everybody else, because imposter syndrome started setting in a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I preach about 100% of the time is that moment is what sunk me from going, having that high and yes, I'm doing it. And then, oh shit. It was like, that's not me. Why am I even trying to be somebody that I'm not?
Yeah.
It was very suit. Is that the word? Suit. Yeah.
It's
boring.
Okay. So what, my little handy notes.
She's so cute.
So with the rise of video content, mm-hmm. what would you say businesses should be, how should businesses be incorporating this into their strategy?
Number one, yes. Okay. So the answer is yes. And a lot of people I've seen starting, they're like, no, we're not ready for that. What are you not ready for? An influx of business? Calm down.
Get over it.
But it's, and honestly, and I know this and I can say this because of one of the people in your marketing team, Hannah, who's phenomenal with video and the way that she's incorporated it. I'm just going to talk about her and your business because it hits home.
Yeah.
And the way that she's integrated it and made it come to life.
Yes.
And not only added your personality, her own personality, and Chase's personality. Like, it's just this culmination of like, what it's just like a birth. This
and then, you know,
thing.
What happens is people tell me is I feel like I'm connecting with you. And that's all I want is I want people to connect with me. I want to connect with them on a level when I'm not face to face with them.
I.e. social media.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. And that video, it's like when we went from black and white television to color television.
Yeah.
Video is that transition in social media where it takes you from the highly edited Instagram pictures where it's, you know, it's not real to that's a real life person who has real life fun and runs a real life business and is real life successful.
It is. It literally is like walking in like Technicolor.
Like what? And also like, what's it called? Wizard of Oz when they.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz.
It's like, hello, how are you doing in there? It's for real. It takes you from to, okay, that's a real human. It humanizes people as well. So video, yes.
So do you have any other things I forgot to ask you about social media before I ask you about work life?
My big thing, and I teach everybody that I work with this, campaigns are important.
Campaigns, okay.
Running in campaigns is important because not only does it organize you, it also helps your brand stay true to itself.
Yeah.
And your campaigns become your lifeline.
Yeah.
So then it's, okay, well, this week we're focusing here. If you do month-long campaigns, however long you choose, whatever makes sense to your business, but it helps you stay strategic. It helps you stay competitive. It also makes you look a little bit real.
You can even do a day campaign. Yes. We've done that before. We're like, what? We're focusing on one event and we're, you know, talking about at the beginning and how you set that up is not, it's a little pre-planned and, you know, thought out, and then you get the live aspect of it.
And then everything that you've done for that one campaign, and it works. So say the campaign you guys just did with the animal hospital, if that works, okay, how did we do that? And let's make it work again over here.
Yeah.
So the structure is built. So then you can just keep repurposing.
Exactly.
So campaigns all day.
Exactly. So now one of my favorite questions is how do you balance work, life, and family? Since they're all important and you have a lot going on right now.
I base everything off of my kids' schedules.
Okay.
Because they're number one. Right. And if they're in school from this time to this time, that's when I work.
Right.
That's when my meetings are. That's when everything happens, is when they're at school. And then my boyfriend has 2 days off a week, and those days are untouchable. Those are my sacred 2 days for my family. I get to make dinner. I get to lounge in my pajamas. Yeah. I don't have to put makeup on. Check, check.
Nice.
I get to do mom things. I get to go to the grocery store. Those are my days to be Gwen. And then the other days of the week, even on Saturdays and Sundays when they're all gone, I still get to work. So everything runs around their schedule.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love that you came today. I drove all the way across and came to my home. And this is your idea to have it in our cute little disco room. And
because it's you.
Very pleased you came over. I appreciate everything. And I hope the listeners got a lot of value out of it. So before we leave, how do we find you if we want to get a hold of you?
Social media. is that the right answer? Instagram is @thesmallbizfixer, and then just Gwen Stewart on Facebook.
Awesome. And we'll put the information below as well. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad to see you. Oh, you guys. Keep listening. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us on another empowering episode of the Pink Hard Hat Podcast with host Tamara Chase. We hope you'll build a strong foundation for your business with the insights and tips from our episodes. Until next time, stay inspired, stay fierce, and remember, your business is more than a place. It's a reflection of you.